welcome you back to Texans Late Night. How about it for our guest, Kevin Johnson? Welcome to the show. Your first time on Texans Late Night, so it's a little different. Not a lot of X's and O's here, just stuff about your life. But how's it going so far for your first year as a professional football player?
I think it's going pretty well. You know, I'm enjoying it. You know, just trying to learn, get better every day, and just learning from the guys and, you know, getting used to living, you know, in Houston by myself. So,
thoughts about Houston so far?
I like it a lot. I like it a lot. You know, like we talked about earlier, first I was, you know, I wasn't really used to, like, the city. Like, I didn't know where, like, the people were.
Right.
Did you think they were?
I figured people would go downtown.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, you know,
I learned. Scattered.
Yeah. It's a lot more scattered than I thought. So, I'm adjusting well. I like it a lot.
You're a big people person, and I've noticed in the locker room, unlike most rookies, you really get along with everybody, with rookies, with the vets, with offense, defense. Is that just... Have you always been that way? You seem like a pretty outgoing guy.
Yeah, I think it's been like that for, you know, most of my life. Just, you know, messing with guys and just having fun, really, and just it's kind of, you know, that, like, brotherly bond, I would say. But it's cool. I'm glad that, you know, the guys took a liking to me.
I think coming from a great family helps, and you're very close with your family, right?
I appreciate that. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and well, we have some photos as we go back in your life a little bit
this
here.
This is your life.
Yes, and let's do it here. And there is you with your sister. Okay.
Wow.
And
look at your suit.
Looks like she could have played in the WNBA for a while. There's a little height differential there.
Yeah.
How old are you here? Do you know?
I don't know how old I am. I'm probably pretty young.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, my parents dressed me up like a pilgrim. I'm pretty young for sure. I don't know how old I was.
Well, she would grow up to be a Baltimore Ravens cheerleader. We'll get to that later. But how about a look at this next one? That's you and Michael Campanaro, who's a wide receiver in the National Football League.
Yeah.
Now, you guys must have had some interesting battles as kids.
Yeah, you know, he's been, you know, one of my best friends my whole life. And we played on the same Little League team, high school team, and same college team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now he plays on the Ravens. So it's pretty cool that, you know, we're, you know, both in the NFL. And, yeah, we've been competing pretty much our whole life.
Very good. All right, let's get to the next one. That's you and Dad playing Chinese checkers.
Yeah.
Is this the game of choice in the Johnson house?
No, I wouldn't say it's a game of choice. But, you know, it gets kind of competitive when I go home. And, you know, I just try and beat him in, you know, pretty much anything. But he's pretty good at that game. So
what else do you guys play together?
We don't really like play a lot of games, but like, I would say like it's just kind of
recent.
Was that one of those Hard Knocks pictures just for the cameras?
No, that was real.
Okay, that's good stuff. You did have Hard Knocks though, visiting your family. You did a bunch of stuff. This was not one of those moments here, but this is back in the day at Wake Forest.
Yep.
And there's Sis, and
your family comes to. It seems like they've come to a lot. They come to all the home games.
All the games.
I've seen them in Cincinnati. I saw them in Richmond for the practice. Have they missed a game yet this year?
No, they haven't missed a game. My mom and dad haven't missed a game.
Your mom and dad. Yeah. Your sister's obviously working, but your mom and dad, they're planning to come to the rest for the rest of the year.
That's what their plan is.
They've been great customers at the Go Texan store.
Oh, really?
The well, they've got everything.
Yeah.
They've got the jerseys. They've got all the gear. All right, one more photo. Let's get to it here. There's Sis, Baltimore Ravens cheerleader. They're having a rough year right now, but she's keeping everybody's spirits up.
Yeah.
How long has she been doing that?
This is her fourth season or third season. She's been, you know, she's just been cheerleading pretty much her whole life, and, you know, she's enjoying it. You know, I actually think this year she got, like, voted to, like, go to, like, the Pro Bowl for cheerleading. So, like, I think
that's
pretty cool for her. But, yeah, she's been like, in, like, competitive cheerleading pretty much her whole life.
She's got a root for the Ravens, but she's got a root for the Texans, too.
Yeah, I would probably say we're her, you know, number one team on the low. She's a Raven. We were, like, Ravens fans growing up, so.
Right, because that's your hometown area and all of that, so it's natural.
She's getting gypped right now, right? Because your parents are going to all your games.
They don't get to go to many Ravens games,
or do they?
Yeah, I'd say she's probably a little secondary right now as far as the games go.
Well, Well, they better get ready for Buffalo and, yep. and dress warm, although the weather's going to be really good, so there's that. All right, you're going to stick around. We've got a game for you. We play a game with everybody on Texans Late Night. It's fun. It's competitive, sort of. We'll get to it all. Texans Late Night with Kevin Johnson.
Cool. Woo!